Secret number 15. Everything is pure essence. At last, every layer of the onion has been peeled away. We come face to face with the indescribable, the secret at the core of life. Yet words have almost reached their limit. We each draw a world of line, form, and color using invisible ink. Our instrument is no more than a speck of consciousness, like a pencil point moving across a blank piece of paper. Yet everything pours out of that single point. Could anything be more mysterious and at the same time more miraculous? A point infinitely smaller than a pencil point draws the shape of the universe. That point is made of essence. Essence can be defined as the purest form of being. Essence is the ultimate mystery because it manages to do three things at once. It conceives everything in existence. It turns what it has imagined into reality. It enters that reality and keeps it alive. Right now, you are also performing these activities. Before anything happens to you, it is conceived in the imagination, that is, in the state where wisps and images are born. These images then unfold into expressed objects and events. While that happens, you enter the event subjectively, which means you absorb it into your nervous system. The simplest way to describe this three-part act of creation is to say that you imagine a picture, then you paint it, and finally step inside it. All that is required to find the essence of life is to step outside the picture and see yourself. You won't see a person or even a soul, just a speck of awareness. The point that is producing the most lovely, appalling, mundane, holy, astonishing, ordinary, and marvelous pictures. But even in using these words, I have fallen into the temptation of trying to describe the indescribable. Let's throw every image away and say the simplest things that are true. I exist. I am aware. I create. These are the three qualities of essence that permeate the universe. With every unreal aspect of yourself stripped away, only essence remains. Once you realize that essence is the real you, the golden door opens. Essence is the stuff from which the soul is made. If you could keep holding on to essence while stepping back into the picture you create, you would be living from the level of the soul at every moment. But a huge difficulty arises that keeps the golden door shut. When you reduce the one reality down to essence, every quality disappears. Now a tree, a horse, a cloud, and a human being are the same. The time elapsed between any two events is zero. The space between any two objects is now zero. Complete fullness and utter emptiness are the same. In other words, at the very moment you think you have the secret to everything, you look down to find that your hands are empty. This is a particularly disturbing outcome for those who travel the spiritual path to find God. Unless you define God as essence, He will vanish also. Essence is like homogenized milk, in which existence, creativity, and awareness have all been blended into one fluid substance. A life without differences sounds completely unlivable, and yet there is a document that talks about essence in a matter-of-fact way, suggesting that somebody has figured out how to live from this level. The document known as the Yoga Vashishtha has many strange things to offer. Yoga, we know, means unity, and Vashishtha is the name of the author, therefore in Sanskrit the title means Vashishtha's version of unity. It is the furthest stretch the human nervous system has ever taken toward being aware of existence itself. Vashishtha's teaching has a reputation for being one of the most difficult abstract texts in the spiritual canon. Nothing matters to him except essence. Therefore, he's the ultimate teacher on the subject of getting real. Getting real is the goal of this audiobook too. And therefore, I've tried to distill Vashishtha's advice on how to live if you're totally serious about waking up from unreality. he describes four conditions that must exist if you want to find reality: contentment, inquiry, self-awareness, strength. Contentment. This is the quality of restfulness in the mind. Someone who is content exists without doubt and fear. Inquiry. To get real, you have to question the unreal over and over until it disappears. You keep inquiring until you reach something that is completely trustworthy, and that thing must be real. Self-awareness. This quality tells you where to conduct your inquiry, not outside in the material world, but in yourself. Strength. Because you're looking inward, no one from the outside can help you. This implies a kind of isolation and solitude that only the strong can accept. The journey itself makes you strong.